Good morning, church family. I must say, my kids are getting really good at making these iced coffees. Things to be thankful for in the midst of lockdown. Here we are, day four, stanza five of Psalm 119. Thanks for a great Lord's Day together. It looks like we had close on 140 households watching, so it could have been 300 to 400 of you worshiping together. No, it's not public worship, corporate worship, as God is designed for us normally, but when we are stopped from doing that, it is sure a sweet version of private and family worship to be able to share in that a bit more together digitally. And praise God for His Word feeding us and the rich times of singing His Word also yesterday. Pray for us as we meet tonight as elders. Please let us know if there's any needs or prayer items or things that we should be aware of in any way. And also Psalm 119, another little prize I want to throw out there. Any of you, young or old, who are taking good notes and can show me at the end all 22 of your outlines from the 22 stanzas we've gone through here, I also have a free book or prize for you. Also, thanks for some of you letting me know about great songs from Psalm 119. If you go on YouTube, you'll find a number of options there. Just search for Psalm 119 songs. And yeah, share with me if some of them were helpful for you in meditating on these texts or memorizing some of these stanzas. Let's read the next stanza here in verses 33 through 40. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I shall observe it to the end. Give me understanding that I may observe your law and keep it with all my heart. Make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to dishonest gain. Turn away my eyes from looking at vanity and revive me in your ways. Establish your word to your servant as that which produces reverence for you. Turn away my reproach, which I dread, for your ordinances are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. Revive me through your righteousness. Interesting. This is the He stanza, the fifth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and that letter lends itself to requests and direct statements. And so there are nine requests in these eight verses, and they could be loosely organized in two sections. Let's call it two levels of guidance that we ask God for. The first section, verses 33 and 35, more of a direct guidance that we're praying for. And then verses 36 through 40, a little more of an indirect guidance. Look there, I trust you are sitting down. You have your Bible open, Psalm 119 in front of you. First of all, directly praying for guidance. Verse 33, essentially saying, Lord, educate me spiritually so that I'll be a doer, not just a hearer of your word. As the poet puts it, if God to me his statutes show and heavenly truth impart, his work forever I'll pursue. His law shall rule my heart. Verse 34, illuminate me, Lord, for a life of wholehearted obedience is the idea there. Have you ever noticed the difference between a God-taught Christian and a man-taught Christian? You may not realize it, but until you're around that pious and God-fearing, devout Christian, you realize this is someone who has sat at the Lord's feet, yes, through human teachers, but God himself has taught them. Not just a Martha Christian, but a Mary Christian who does the one thing needful, sits at Jesus' feet, a learner, a true disciple. Verse 35, he prays to walk in God's path because he delights in it. Do others see how satisfied we are in God's word and in walking in God's way? Make me to walk in thy commands. It is a delightful road. Nor let my head or heart or hands offend against my God. And then we come into the second section, which is more indirectly praying for guidance. Verse 36 continues, incline my heart to your testimonies and not to dishonest gain. Beloved, do you realize if God doesn't bend our heart, it will remain unbent? By God alone can God be known, and by God alone can God be desired. Lord, turn my heart away from greed and earthly profit, and bend it towards scripture and eternal profit. Matthew Henry writes, those that would have the love of God rooted in them must get the love of the world rooted out of them. Then verse 37, turn away my eyes from looking at vanity and revive me in your ways. Lord, fix my focus on godliness, not on all the emptiness around us. From vanity, turn off my eyes. Let no corrupt design nor covetous desires arise within this soul of mine. Verse 38, establish your word to your servant as, notice, what does God's word produce like nothing else can? Reverence for you. Best way to have a smaller view of self and a bigger view of God is through scripture. In an irreverent world, God's word makes us a reverent people. Verse 39, turn away my reproach from which I dread, for your ordinances are good. Hallowed be your name, Lord. May your name not be blasphemed in any way by my life. And then the final verse, verse 40, behold, pay attention, heads up. I long for your precepts. Revive me through your righteousness. Twice now he's prayed again for revival in this stanza. I love the old word, quicken me, Lord. Refresh, renew, revitalize me because of your word, because of your righteous character. Even for the most weary soul and the most fainting heart, God and his word are life-giving. Here's a final question for you or around your table today. We've seen nine requests of the Lord here. Pick one of them that you today want to pray for yourself, to pray it better, to pray it more often in your walk with God. Let's pray. Lord, if you don't build the house, we labor in vain. If you don't watch over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain. If you don't purify us, we remain impure. As Jesus prayed, sanctify them by the truth. Father, your word is truth. Oh, Lord, unless you act, unless you teach and give and make and incline and turn and revive and establish and turn again and revive, unless you work, our works are in vain and we cannot be saved and we will not grow. Thank you for your mighty working through your word. In Jesus' powerful name we pray. Amen.